Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, in conjunction with the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation and UNICEF, bring you educational radio lessons focusing on literacy and numeracy skills. Stay tuned for a fruitful lesson in education in the comfort of your home.
Welcome, ECD learners, to the Education Zone, a program brought to you by the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. I am your teacher, Ms. Rumbidzai Chijiri, and this is our Family and Heritage Studies lesson. In this lesson, you will need a pencil, a book, crayons, and any ICT gadget for recording purposes. Parents and family members, you are welcome, and you are free to assist learners. In our last lesson, we talked about food that we eat at home. Well, I gave you homework, boys and girls. I said you must draw and color your favorite fruit. You like fruits, I know. If you manage to draw and color a banana, a mango, matowe, mawuyu, apples, plums, oranges, pawpaws, grapes, and a lot more. Well done. Good job. Today we are going to talk about eating habits. Yes, boys and girls, there are good eating habits and there are bad eating habits. So I want you to listen carefully. I'm going to tell you a story about a naughty boy whose name is Johnny. Johnny had bird eating habits. So if I say story, I want you to say story. Story. I hope you said story. In a village far, far away, there was a little boy called Johnny. Johnny loved food. Oh, he loved bananas, meat, rice, all kinds of food. One day, he heard his mother cooking. He ran fast into the house and started crying. Mother said, "No, Johnny, stop crying and wait. I will finish cooking soon." But Johnny kept on crying. Mother finished cooking and served the food for everyone at home. Johnny took his food without permission, ran outside, stood by the gate, and started shouting, "Hey friends, look, I'm eating rice and chicken today." He started eating without even washing his hands. Mother called Johnny back inside. He started running back with his food and he dropped the food. Oh, poor Johnny. All his food was now full of dust, and he had no food to eat anymore. Mother said, "These are bad eating habits. Sit down. I want to teach you good eating habits." So Johnny sat and listened to Mother. That is the end of our story, boys and girls. I hope you were listening. From the story, boys and girls, we learned that Johnny had bird eating habits. So now we want to talk about them. Boys and girls, you must not cry for food. It is a bird eating habit. You must wait until your food is ready and served. Then you eat them. It is bad to eat your food without washing your hands. If you do, you will get ill. Your stomach might get upset. What a bad feeling. Boys and girls, you must not run around or walk around the house with your food like Johnny. From the story, where did he run to with his food? Yes, if you say it to the gate, you are correct. But then, what happened to the food when he was running back to the house? Yes, it fell down. If you eat your food whilst walking or running, you will drop it. Oh no, your food will be full of dust. Boys and girls, you must not talk while eating your food. You will be choked or you will spit in other people's food. So, it is a very bad habit to talk whilst eating. Boys and girls, you must not pick your nose whilst eating. It is also a very bad habit. Well, boys and girls, I'm sure you now know the bad eating habits. So, what are the good eating habits? What are you supposed to do when eating your healthy food? Well, think about it. Think about what you are supposed to do when you are eating. Well, boys and girls, it is good to eat your food together with everyone at home. And you must eat all your food while it is still warm. You must wash your hands, sit down, and eat your food whilst you are quiet. Now, boys and girls, what do you do after eating your food? When you finish eating, what do you do? If you said you wash your hands, good job, well done. After eating your meal, you wash your hands and brush your teeth. That is a very good eating habit. After eating, boys and girls, you also thank whoever gives you food. Well, boys and girls, how do you thank adults who give you food? How do you thank adults who give you food? Yes, you say, thank you for the food. Thank you, mother, for the food. Thank you, sister, for the food. Thank you, auntie, for the food. Thank you, grandmother, for the food. If grandfather gives you food, you also say, thank you, grandfather, for the food. Well, boys and girls, we learned a lot today. We talked about eating habits. Can you say some of the good eating habits that we have talked about today? Well done if you said you must wash your hands before eating. You must sit and eat your food quietly. You must eat your food while it is still hot. You must not run around with food and many other things. Boys and girls, keep on practicing good eating habits. Now I want to give you some homework. Well, do you like drawing? Me too, I like to draw. Do you think I can draw? Well, we are all going to try. I want you to draw your favorite food. Yes, if you like potatoes, you are going to draw potatoes. If you like sadza, you are going to draw sadza. Well, if you like rice, you are going to draw rice. Until next time, this is Miss Rumbidzai Chijiri. Bye-bye!
Today's broadcast of educational lessons was brought to you by the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education in conjunction with the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation and UNICEF. We hope you enjoyed the lesson. Tune in for more education lessons on ZBC Radio.